Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks, and the brain trust behind one of the most beloved agricultural epicenters in the Pioneer Valley, Atkins Farms Country Market. Pauline Lannan and her daughter-in-law, Kelly Lannan, both part owners of Atkins Farm. Kelly, how long have you been with Atkins?
18 years.
That is a long time, and it would seem like a very long time if it weren't for how long you have been with Atkins, Pauline. How long have you been there?
I have to admit it, 50 years.
50? If you don't know about Atkins Farms Country Market, in a nutshell, what is it? What's the vision of Atkins, Kelly?
Local is the first word that pops to my mind. Local produce, fresh-made, wholesome products.
Now, Pauline, I'm going to imagine that in 50 years, things have changed dramatically in the way Atkins Farms does business. Or is it pretty much the same as it was 50 years ago?
I'd say pretty much the same as it was because we started local. We are a local grower ourselves. We grow our own apples and peaches.
Mm-hmm.
We sprouted from the farm ourselves. Local has always been important to us. CESA's help, for instance, people are realizing the value more so why local is valuable to everybody.
50 years ago, how did you get involved with Atkins?
It's a little bit of a story. I knew Mr. Atkins from his Eastern States relationship with our family, which had a farm. So he knew me when I'm only knee-high to a grasshopper, especially him, because he was so tall. And that's where it started. He remembered me when he needed somebody to help in the office.
And now you're a part owner,
yes,
carrying on his legacy.
Yes. He was an excellent mentor. He was a marvelous man, and we all still miss him. He's been gone for 15 years. His grandfather started the farm in 1887. It was his idea to grow more fruit for the local area, and that's when he opened up the first fruit stand, 1962.
If he walked into the store right now, what would he see that's different?
Not a lot. I think he would be appreciative of it. I mean, I talk to him often and ask him what he thinks, and I think he's there watching and walking through the store at night.
Really?
Is there like ghost sightings? I mean, we're getting into Halloween season here.
We don't want to. Well,
aisle three, please. Ghost.
You want to get into more stories, huh? There's inkling of that.
Really? Knocking stuff off the shelves? I don't like this display.
Especially making cider donuts.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The haunted Atkins Farm. I love this story. Did you think you were finally out from under the mantle of him you worked for him for like 40 years? Now you're the president and he haunts the store? Or do you appreciate his kind of Casper the Friendly Ghost style
yes,
haunting?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I'd rather appreciate it.
Oh, that's good. Kelly Lannan, who is the daughter-in-law of Pauline Lannan, the president of Atkins Farms. You're also a co-owner. Were you a daughter-in-law first, or were you working there and became a daughter-in-law?
Working there and became a daughter-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
A hotbed of romance.
Love blooming in the orchards.
Yeah. I started there when I was 14, bagging groceries. I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. It became family. If it wasn't family from the start, it certainly became family.
And now, how is it with your mother-in-law as president? Mother-in-law is often a phrase that raises the hackles of so many.
Oh, not in this case.
Because she's sitting right there. And she has a ghost at her disposal.
I may become a ghost. No.
I look forward to going to work because I work with her. Her experience, just to learn from, is I have so much more to learn, and I look forward to that.
Can you explain how you go from apples to apple cider to apple cider donuts?
Which I'm eating right now.
To candles.
The collaboration with Kringle Candle and the cider donut scented candle was just kind of a natural thing that happened.
Because if you don't know, Atkins is famous for their cider donut,
yeah.
Which I'm eating right now. There's like bags of them right in front of me. I don't know what I'm going to do. But Kringle has now adopted an Atkins cider donut candle.
Yep.
Does it taste as good as the donuts?
It smells pretty good. I don't know about the taste.
But there's no calories.
Kelly Lannan and Pauline Lannan, who are part owners of Atkins Farms, the jingle. Where did that jingle come from? And can you sing the whole thing?
That's a few years back.
Yeah.
Is that the one with a smile on your face?
Atkins Farms Country Market.
Oh.
Right from Grandpa's garden straight to Grandma's kitchen. I think I know the whole thing.
You did that really well.
We'll
leave it there.
You don't want to sing it?
No.
All right. Pauline Lannan and Kelly Lannan from Atkins Farms Country Market. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks.
And in fact, this Sunday, the Northampton Brewery is celebrating its 25th anniversary. You can come celebrate with them and benefit CESA. BuyLocalFood.org.